Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
For joining us today on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is Monday, February 6, 2023. How about that? We woke up this morning, y'all. We still here. And some of us are having a little challenge this morning because I know I am, if you've been looking at the news lately, Tyrese Nichols. Another Emmett Till, 68 years later, why are the police still killing black people? That's the topic of discussion, and you can join in. At the 7:30 hour, we will be taking calls and questions and comments at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And if you're listening online, you can join us on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. You'll see the information scrolling right down there on the bottom of the screen. So you have a variety of ways in which to check in. And also, you can check out the Higher Learning Network TV show, excuse me, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. If you are wondering what I'm drinking this morning, it's tea. It's cold outside. But it's not as cold as it has been. Like some people get invigorated with caffeine. I drink non-decaffeinated or decaffeinated tea. That's what I drink. So anyway, everybody needs a little something in the morning to keep you all warm and cuddly. But as you know, sitting in the house, well, you'll have a tendency to eat, and more eat. I talked to my girl Deborah Monday yesterday, who was the caretaker for Deborah Peterson, CEO of Higher Learning Network. And she says all she's been doing since Deborah's passing in September, all she's been doing is eating and getting back into bed. And I completely understand that. Because when you lose someone, it's like, okay, so your best friend, who do you talk to now? Got to find other people to talk to. So it's a challenge, but we all go through it. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day if you're headed out and about today. And don't take a donut with you, whatever you do. Go to diabeticdonut.com and you'll see how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. Okay. So just keep that in mind. If you are headed out and about today, do allow yourself extra travel time, because the traffic on Monday morning, you know, is usually chaotic. So let's check in with traffic right about now. And traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur, you can purchase supplies and personal items with IRS dollars. It is accepted by, excuse me, I said that wrong. If you are a business owner or an entrepreneur, and you are in need of anything, supplies, equipment, cars, travel, anything, go to this website, excuse me, chicago.itex.com. You will be so pleasantly surprised. Anything you can think of, you can buy at Walmart, Target, Macy's, any other store you can think of. You can buy it there because we got everything. And you'll be glad you did. Thank me later. Anyway. As we take a look at the weather today, breezy, chilly, southwest winds, more breezy tonight. High 40s, near 50 today, 44, yay! On CTA and Metro, there are no reported delays, but do allow extra travel time. You know how slow the CTA is. As we take a look at the Kennedy, it's your Monday morning mess as usual. It is 35 minutes inbound. On the reverse is 27. Inbound on the Eaton's 28, 21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, that's another story, 53 minutes in. Outbound, it's 29 minutes in. There is a stall inbound at 17th Avenue, so expect delays there. Also on the Stevenson is 39 minutes in. There's a delay at Harlem, your usual delays, 21 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, it's 19 in, slow 35th to the loop. And on the reverse, it's 11 out. Excuse me, Bishop Ford, 12 in, 9 out. And on DuSable Lakeshore Drive, in which my big brother Patrick Bradley was the engineer that corrected the S. And now they've named it DuSable Lakeshore Drive. It is 11 minutes in and 9 minutes on the reverse. That's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen iTex, chicago.itex.com. And I say Karen Kelly because Karen Kelly is the broker there at my agent who sends me weekly updates on all the goodies that are available. So you want to do some shopping and not spend money at your pocket. Well, that's the thing to do. And speaking of not spending money out of your pocket, there comes a time in life when people are in need. and that need is right about now. We all have, know someone somewhere that is suffering needlessly. And I forgot to mention, today's show is sponsored by Move Around with Deborah. It's a Saturday show. It comes on Saturdays, 12 noon until 2 p.m., every third Saturday. And Travel with Move Around with Deborah is a travel sponsor of the show. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of Monday Morning Mindfulness, just info us, email us, I should say, info@higherlearningnetwork.org. And if you are one of those people who has been around for a while, you know that it gets awfully doggone cold in Chicago because there are homeless people everywhere. And homelessness, I did not know until my little brother Douglas Robinson was murdered, that people are living on the street. They are living on the street. And it is cold outside. What do you do when it's cold outside? You try to find somewhere cold, warm. And it doesn't always happen, especially if you are homeless. So what do? You help those who can, who don't have the, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't have the resources they need, and that's where we come in. And that is why I always focus on the homelessness. Because we wake up in the comfort of our own home where there's heat, actually where there's shelter. And not everyone has that. And I want to share with you exactly what I'm talking about. If you've never been to our YouTube channel, please go there, Higher Learning TV Show. And you'll see Douglas Robinson. You'll see the whole channel. But this is my little brother that was murdered. And his anniversary is coming up February 18th. It's a big problem, and we need to be aware of it. So when you get a moment, I'm going to show you just a few seconds of this clip, and then you can go back and look at it on your own because it's a 2-minute video. Of the video, you can go back and see that on your own in your own time, but I want to proceed with the show right now. Tyre Nichols, another Emmett Till, 68 years later. What are we going to do about that, y'all? The question is, what is the plan? What is the plan? So, as we move forward, let us spend some time this morning with the Creator. And how do we do that? We simply go within. That's why it's called Monday Morning Mindfulness, and which is what we are about to experience here. But first, let me read you the thought for the day. It comes from, excuse me, Mike House, fellow journalist Mike House, who's been around the world a couple of times. And he shares, free! I am an unlimited free spirit. Monday, February 6, 2023. I am neither bound to circumstances nor limited by appearances. Woo! All right now. Let me say that again. I am neither bound to circumstances nor limited by appearances. I am free through the abundant life of God. As I connect with my source in mindful contemplation, I rise above the concerns of daily life into the clear atmosphere where all things are possible. I see everything in the light of God as perfect wholeness. In prayer, I claim my unlimited inheritance of divine power and strength. Aligning myself with the life of God within me is the key to my freedom and abundant living. With an open heart, I brush aside feelings of limitation and behold my life anew. I move forward with confidence. I live from my spiritual identity as a joyous expression of God. Yes. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act. And they will be blessed in their doing. That's James 1:25. We are honored to be your partner in prayer. So please enjoy these free inspirational resources from Unity. And that's shared with me from Mike House. And you can enjoy that anytime you get ready. Are you ready for Monday morning mindfulness? Good, because I am. And I want to share with you what helps me get through the day. Amidst all this chaos and confusion. Lord, have mercy. You know, Maya, Dr. Maya Angelou says, before you face the day, face God, because it is your responsibility to yourself to take care of yourself and to be in nature. And if you can't get in nature, you know what that means? You better find some. If you want some peace, some dirt, the beach, the park, just go walk somewhere. And I've seen a study that says the eyes, the brain needs to see water every day. So go sit by some water for 20 minutes and meditate. Just breathe in and out. That's all meditation is, and focusing your mind on what you want to happen. And that's why we practice here with Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Female Solution. So let us prepare. Sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor. If you're lying in the bed, that's okay. If you're in a chair, just relax. And all I want you to do is breathe in and breathe out, because that's all meditation is to focus on that which will allow you to be calm amongst the chaos and confusion that is going on in the world. So let us begin the process. We're going to breathe in and breathe out. Take long, deep breaths through the nose. Hold it for a few seconds and then breathe out through the mouth, because when you breathe out through the mouth, you are releasing the tension in your body. So let's begin the process. As we breathe in. Air. Power of sound. Higher alert. Back chair so I can turn around. And stretch. Of our woman in the gym. Your mind wanders, you simply will hear. Down through the face. Down through the solar plexus and the arm. Breathing out. We continue to power in the mind. Inhale deeply. Rotate that head. Stretch, feel that stretch. Yeah, there you go. Face forward and slowly rotate the head to the right. Thank you, sun, for shining in my face this morning. Because, honey, we need some sun here in Chicago. I don't know where you are, but I love the sun. And if you're not getting it, find some. Find some nature as we breathe in. And as we give thanks for the power of the breath, knowing that is the power of the breath that will keep us doing chaos and confusion. That is why we meditate to activate. And this is just one of the many breathwork t-shirts that we have here at the Higher Learning Network. As we inhale wealth, let's do that one together. Inhale wealth and exhale debt. Yeah, like that one. Inhale faith and exhale fear. And this is just one of the many t-shirts that are available on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And I will include them on our blog today. And you can simply go there. And you will see many of what's available for you to be of service to those in the homeless community. With your donation, we can help get them tents, heaters and generators and butane, because you know it's cold. And if you have not been to our Instagram page, please do so, and you'll see the work that we do, because people need to know when you're asking for money, you better have something to show. And we do this weekly, sometimes twice weekly, but we do it because there's a need. And when people are in need, you know, there's something called a village that many people don't know about right now. Because, for whatever reason, we did not teach that to our children, this generation. And if we don't teach them, how will they know? So this is what we do. We show them that we care for others, even if we don't know them. We don't have to know them. So if you go to our Instagram page, you'll see Tony here on the last one, who's celebrating. He's a week old today. He did the last delivery. Thank you, babe. Here he goes. But you can go to the website, Instagram.com-homeless.project. That's Instagram.com-homeless. Did I say dash? No. Instagram.com-hln-homeless.project. Why don't I put that up here on the screen, and that way you can see it, instagram.com/hln-homeless-project. So you can go see that on your own, and this is where you can send, this is what you'll be purchasing, because they are always, 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 always in need of butane. They need to keep warm. We're in our warm homes, y'all, enjoying this. And they're out there freezing. Well, that's not my responsibility. I don't know. We're all part of this together, so I don't know about that. Where I come from, it's a village. And the village helps those in need. That's what I love about Africans. They come together. We can learn something from in other nationalities, the Chinese, the any ethnic group you can think of. They look after each other, and that's what we do here at the Higher Learning Network, and we invite you to be a part of that. Ooh, I'm sorry, my mic is muted. I am so sorry, my mic was muted all that time. You can see what I'm talking about. So go to Instagram.com when I spelled that wrong. Actually, it's Instagram.com. How did I miss that? Instagram.com/hln-homeless-product. Sorry about that, y'all. Instagram.com/homeless-project. There you go. Excuse me. Okay. Excuse me. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. If you would like to be a part of the conversation this morning, we're talking about Tyrese Nichols. Here we are. Is this another Emmett Till? 68 years later? Let's take a look at that. Okay, we'll be right back.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Community and politician must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 7-7 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And when we come back, we will be joined by Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and you'll be able to join the conversation as well. So just stay close.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
On the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness and the topic of the show today. Tyre Nichols, another Emmett Till 68 years later. What is this world? What in the world? What in the what? That's why we're joined by our monthly contributor first Monday of every month. We are joined by the one and only Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Goat Cultivations. As I go to the phone line and open his line, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And Lionel, your mic is open and welcome to the Female Solution.
Grand rising to everyone. Glad to join you once again and have another very serious discussion about
yes.
these serious issues.
Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations is on the line, and we are in desperate need, Lionel, of some community cultivations as we are celebrating Black History Month, which is 365, because black folks made everything, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get the book to show it to you. But anyway, Lionel, thank you so much for joining us here on the Female Solution.
Oh, it's my honor and privilege to be able to have an opportunity to share what my life journey has developed in terms of an understanding and a perspective on where we are in the modern world, how we got there, and what we have to do to get out of this situation.
Amen.
And it's really, it's really connected from my perspective. And it's a perspective that a lot of people have rejected in the modern world, and that is the idea that there is a God, there is a God, and that God has never been absent and unconscious and unaware and disconnected from what's going on. In fact, it was all foretold thousands of years ago, we have lost connection with the reality that this is all part of the growth process to take human beings to our full potential, which requires, unfortunately but necessarily, that we have a limited degree of free will. And with that free will, we have the option to accept or to reject, to be misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. And that's where we are. We've been also made aware that there is a concept or a reality called Satan. And this Satan has been made to appear as a fantasy character or even a good ally to some people. And some people even, in fact, worship Satan. And the idea of Satan is not very clear no more than the idea of God is in the minds of most people. And that's because of the work of Satan and those who participate or have aligned themselves, have made an oath to keep his reign of terror going. And so all that is happening and what is yet to come is the grand finale of the end of days, as they call it, Armageddon in some context. And it's for me a growth process. I see the dawning of a new horizon, the resurrection of the human spirit, and the ushering in of thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And I'm very happy about that.
Okay.
But the process of this last stage of the development of human consciousness is going to shock a lot of people with a lot of crazy, insane inhumanity broadcast in living color right on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Right on your cell phone.
But it's you know, ignorance is not bliss. And as I've said from the beginning of our working together with this show and before I got on the show, the two most powerful things that we have obstructing our development is fear and foolishness.
Mm.
Fear and foolish behavior. And those are two of the instruments that Satan has a masterful ability to impart. And he has been doing, this concept has been moving forward and growing expeditiously over the last 50 years or so, coming into this 20th century. And the 21st century in the context of how people calculate the numbers. It may be 23, but the 21st century is what we focus on. And the resurrection is happening, and it's going to take us overcoming fear and rejecting foolishness.
Mm. I love that, overcoming fear and rejecting foolishness, because there's so much foolishness out here. It's like that we have a tendency to want to bathe in it. Why is that? You just told us.
We have been bathed in it. We've been raised in it.
Since birth.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yes.
Even your parents and your grandparents. But the further back you go, the less foolish you'll find people were. And if you go, which is why another thing I've tried to emphasize is the need for us to reflect on ancient Kemet, and that the level of civilizations that exist, the further back you go, most people know about that and how Satan has really hidden that idea. I mean, with all these black movies, all these movies about Emmett Till about the Black Panther, Woman King, all of them. I mean, have there been more? Even the one about Harriet Tubman. I mean, they've had so many so-called black movies come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they don't talk about Ancient Kemet. I haven't seen the only movies I've seen that talked about Ancient Kemet were documentaries, and they only brush over it. They don't give a real detailed explanation. But we need to understand that the resurrection, the death and resurrection of the Son of God, has to do with that thing they call the Washington Monument, which is a copy from those that were lining the temples of Ancient Kemet. And this is not rocket science. All you have to do is pray sincerely for guidance and then open a couple of books. I prefer books than Google. If you read it yourself and understand it yourself from the context of those who wrote it, you'll get a much deeper understanding than you'll get from Google. But it's important to study. It's important to seek guidance, seek knowledge, and to understand that God is available always to respond to those who sincerely want to know.
If you're serious, what's the quote that when the teacher is ready, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear?
Already here.
Already here waiting on you. All you got to do
is
fast.
Yeah, and again, I want to express my sincere encouragement to the family of the brother who was Brother Tyree Nichols, who was beat to death by at least five African American goon squad police officers. That's what they used to call them in lockup. They call them goon squad, but on the street they got other names for them. They are a special task force designed to do the kind of thing that they did, which is in the context of terrorizing a community. When they talk about rattling the chains, they're talking about it, making the fear of slavery come back like a ghost to haunt you. The idea that police brutality has always been, but it rises up even more when people start to demand justice and people start to unify, when people start to come together, when people start to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then goon squads come out and they do their thing. And the object is to make people afraid to organize, to seek understanding, and to demand justice.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely. I mean, to say that you believe in God and not study the idea that you say you believe in to the, in a historical fifth sense. Don't just read the book that is handed to you as the Word of God. You should study the time that word was put together. Who put it together and why? And what were things like before and how it has changed since then? And this is basic and fundamental common sense, but foolishness reigns in the modern world, and people don't exercise any sense at all.
because we pay attention to everything that's not important, and what is important is just kind of pushed to the wayside because, man, we really don't need to be bothered with that. That's the general consensus of people, but we have got to get beyond that, people. That is why we still have these kind of occurrences happening in America and all over the world. If you just joined the conversation, it's Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we're discussing Tyre Nichols, actually Black History Month, which is Black History 365, because if you've seen the screenshot that I had, black folks invented everything. But the topic is Tyre Nichols, why are police still killing black people 68 years later? Is this another Emmett Till? Yeah. 68 years ago, Lionel, I looked at when Emmett Till was killed in 1955. I wasn't even born yet. And here it is, a whole almost seven decades later, and it's still happening. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Tyre Nichols, what is his family going to do?
Well, I think life goes on, and
yeah.
We grow. We should grow. We should learn. We should become more determined. We should become more real. And again, we say often, it's time to get real. You know, it's time to get real. It's time to recognize our thinking processes.
Mm-hmm.
Get serious. Get serious about what you want to do with your life. And if fun is the order of the day for you most of the time, you're going in the wrong direction. You've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. And it's time to get real. And getting real is to be sincere, to be serious, and to seek refuge with the Creator to guide us to out of this mess. Because hell is a reality that is created. You know, the idea of hell as the home of the devil, the kingdom of Satan, is a reality both in this world and the next. And those who don't think that there's a hell in the next life, look at what we got on this right now. And living in fear, living in a situation where your life is very in very dangerous circumstances. You have to raise your children. The thing about the education system, they're trying to block African studies in Florida and other places. This is all part of the reality. The reason why they're trying to block these tech courses is because they've been blocking them all the time.
Right.
They didn't just start blocking. You didn't even have the question. You didn't even have a question of whether or not you were going to teach about black history or you're going to teach the truth about anything. Everything has been doctored and made to conform to an ideal or a historical record that is not true. And therefore, the challenge of bringing light and understanding to people who have been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray is not something that these people want to see happen. And so it's not complicated. You know, we have to recognize that the same people who are educating us are the same people who are exploiting us.
Yes, sir.
And that there's a connection between our exploitation and their educational system,
yes,
and
sir.
And the things that they teach in those, and the mass media. I mean, I looked at the Grammys a little bit last night, and all the waste and vanity, all the lewd and all the lewdity and indecency that was promoted. I mean, that's the Oscars is number one, but the Grammys is number two in terms of putting forward these so-called stars who do very little to really advance human intellect or cooperation. And that that's just the reality. It ain't personal for me. I don't, I like a lot of these personalities. I mean, I don't judge individuals. My condemnation is about the system and those who operate it and those who function in it as the knights of the round table.
Excuse me. If you just joined the conversation, it is, we're talking Black History. Of course we are. This month has been labeled as Black History Month, but it is Black History 365, as explained by Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. And if you would like to join the conversation, we'd love to hear what you have to say as well, and we will be taking your calls at 515-605-9325, but you got to press 1 to speak. Otherwise, we don't know that you want to speak. And we do see some hands up here this morning. Let's go to the phone lines, Lionel. 314-677. You're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. Where are you calling from?
Calling from the Deep South.
All right.
My winter home.
From who?
My winter home.
Your winter home. This sounds like Pianchi. Haven't heard your voice in a while. Is this Pianchi?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
I was trying to see what your correlation with 68 years. But as far as I understand,
go ahead.
I understand Emmett Till was not killed by police. He was killed by criminals.
Correct.
And you still had criminals since then killing people of all ethnicities, including blacks. And you need further not look no further than your city there in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
2020, 745. 2021, 643. As of today, 241 days from May of last year, they killed close
to 400. Yes, sir. We understand that the problem is still going on. But the issue from our perspective is that we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray.
Well, you're right. They have been misled and bamboozled. And I think Francis is correct by not allowing African study night. He didn't say you couldn't have African history, because if you want to know how you've been misled and not told the truth, Howard University fired teachers in their middle school for teaching African history, because it was outside of the culture. Howard University because they did it outside the culture. I mean, outside the curriculum. Mm. And you can have whatever you want to in your curriculum. Case in point, take your Barbara Sizemore Charter School there in Chicago. They teach African history, but the kids are not performing. And people
I
called in on the show, and every time I get ready to talk, you cut me off.
Are we going to have a conversation, or are you going to make a speech?
No, I'm not having a conversation with – I'm having a conversation with the lady.
Well, ain't anybody talking but you, brother. You're talking about the statistics of what's going on today. We're aware of that. What we're not aware of is what happened yesterday and the connection between yesterday and what's going on today. If we really want to solve these problems, we need to talk about what we're not being taught and why. And I associate
Let me talk about solving a problem. Let me talk about solving the problem, because I don't like to look.
What about the satanic influence that I talked about?
They got a right to Americans got a right to worship however they want to.
As far as
Mr. Nichols is concerned,
if people are taught only one religion, basically, if people are given an idea, a dominant idea of religion, then they don't have much choice.
What is the religion? Religion is the deification of a culture. That's what it is. You're talking about Egypt. Black Americans is not ancient Egyptians. And Dr. Ben said that religion is the deification of a culture.
Brother, I'm not trying to argue with you about these things. I made a presentation in the context of what I was, here to talk about. That's the subject matter.
What called me to call the show was the title of the show, and it is talking about Nichols. And I was going to give an opinion on what needs to be done.
But we're talking about Brother Nichols in the context of the history of oppression.
That's not what's on the title of the show.
Brother, we can't put all of that in the title, but it's all in the context of African American history.
Yeah, but that's all we can see. I didn't even know. Wait a minute. Hang on. I didn't know you was going to be on here. The title of the show says nothing about you.
I've been here every first Monday for the last 4 years.
I just arrived on the planet. Now, let me finish saying what I got to say about Mr. Nichols.
Okay,
it's not the problem of the police. It's the people they come in contact with. If parents and families get back to instructing their young people to obey authority, first it has to be at home. Then it has to be in the school. And if it's managed and it's practiced and it's brought to its highest level,
the brother hasn't done anything. The brother hadn't done anything. They just pulled him out of the car and beat him to death.
If you obey authority in general.
Brother, that's not true. That's true. That's not true, brother.
Well, it worked
for
me.
There are many situations where when you obeying or not obeying don't matter. So, brother, I don't want to argue with you about that.
Well, that's what you're doing.
805, live. Broadcasting live on the Female Solution, and we've got to take our next commercial break, so let's get rid of some of this psychic trauma. How about that? Hold on.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
So that you can hear me, Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Higher Learning Network. I'm joined by Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and the subject today, we're talking Black History, and Black History is every month, as you can see from the video that I have up here. There is a wonderful book. For those who are not familiar with everything that's going on in this world, and you don't know about Black folks inventing everything on the planet, I got the book. I got it in January of 2021, and I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I did not know all of the information that's in this book. And for those who are not African American, you especially need this book. Black People Invented Everything, and it's by Dr. Sujan Kumar Das, founder of the Solutionary Institute, and I will include that information on our blog, which is hlntv-blogspot.com, so I'll have that and more information, but I just wanted to share that with you as we go back to the phone lines, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Let's try to get some more calls in here. Area code 312, 848, you are live on The Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling? And the subject is Tyre Nichols, another Emmett Till, 68 years later. What are we going to do about Black folks killing Black folks, period? Okay. 312-848, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your comment? We can barely hear you. You're breaking up.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, hello? Who's this? Yes, who's this?
Hi. This is Rashida Ali. I'm calling from Chicago. I'm just thinking that in this day and time, we and overcoming fear in the Black community is a challenge because of the traumatic experiences. Also, I believe motivation and therapy is an approach, not criticism and pointing fingers. It isn't a good approach. It doesn't encourage healing. But to see in the southern state five Black men beat your own Black brother because of a traffic ticket, and you a hired servant. Hired servant to serve and protect, but you have so much self-hatred that you kill your own brother for violating the European traffic law. That's sick.
That is
really sick. And when you go into the community, you're young and mingle with the young brothers, mostly brothers are out there who doesn't have gainful employment because of a lot of reasons. They don't even think they're going to live until they're 30. They ask, how old are you? I'm 30, I'm an old man. They think they're old black folks. And so we need to, you know, really, like the brother said, acknowledge who Satan is. And it's not the, only the white devil. We have advocates that's ruining our children's life, you know, who have...
Well, sister, I appreciate your comment. We want to point out the fact that my focus is on humanity. All human beings come from the same source, the same one.
Yes,
I mean, whether you're Chinese, whether you're Mexican, all human beings come from the same source. The further back you go, the blacker they get. But blackness is not so much the focus as it is humanity for me. I think that we have to unite around the history of humanity, of human, what did it mean to be human for fundamental.
Yeah, I agree, brother, because most people who think that they're black, they destroy their own community and themselves, you know.
Well, see, this is all part of a historical movement to take away from the humanity, to take us away from our humanity. The object of Satan is to destroy our humanity, to get us to reject our human character in preference to something else. When it talks about Adam in the garden picking up leaves after he ate the fruit, it's because he was told that he was naked. He was made to believe that he didn't have any covering. He didn't have any protection, and therefore and was exposed to shame as a consequence. And so the symbolism of all the tree, Adam, Eve, the so-called apple, all of this is not understood by common people. They look at it as a part of the indoctrination of religion, but not having any will, any desperate idea, any definite idea of what this stuff means. It's like a child being told fairy tale. They grow up with it, and they continue to relate to it as such. But that is not true religion. That is not the real concept. When you talk about the devil, you're talking about a deceiver. And the deception that has occurred is has made us believe in anything but our Father and our humanity.
I agree wholeheartedly, but, you know, we got Black History Month, Black Women History Month, Black.
All that just came within the last 100 years. I'm talking about real history is to understand that this has been going on for a while. We didn't get this way all at once. It's been gradually getting darker and darker. The further we get away from our humanity, the worse things get. And that's where we are. And the humanity has been drawn out of society through fear and foolishness primarily.
Yes. I agree wholeheartedly.
And that's what we need to talk about. And we need to reject the foolishness, and we need to reject ignorance, and we need to pray sincerely for guidance and then go to work trying to find understanding. And
well,
to
thank
unite
you
very people.
Thank you for the motivation, because you don't hear that often in community or the churches.
I've been out here a while, and I'm not the only person that's out here. But you ain't going to get it in most of the common places, because most people are followers. They're following the program. They are going along with the program. The program that they grew up with, they have mastered or found themselves a niche, and they are comfortable in that niche. And they ain't trying to rock the boat. It's not about rocking the boat. It's about serving the God that I say I believe in and trying to resurrect the humanity that I know can save us all. If we exercise our humanity, these people would fade like smoke. these enemies, all these issues would fade like smoke. The more we exercise our humanity and seek understanding, genuine truth and understanding, the better off we'll be. Because there is a God, and God is not has never been absent. We've been absent.
Yes.
We have rejected the truth and have accepted a lot of lies.
Yes. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, but I need to know how can, you know, you reach out to a young person who hasn't been exposed to that type of guidance and understanding from the one who is doing the delivery to them, because most of our young people that's out in the community, even some of our children who are into the spiritual arena, are being misguided because of the satanic behaviors and misunderstandings. So how do you reach out to the young person that came up from a religious background that feels, though, because I guess it's they're juvenile.
I understand what you're saying, sister. What I'm trying to emphasize is a methodology for growth and development on an individual and community basis. Our program is called Community Cultivations Consultant. We actually have programs that we can offer that can help people to guide people through the maze of confusion in their quest for understanding. And I'm not the only one. I'm sure there are other people out here. But, you know, it begins with being sincere, asking and praying to God for guidance. And then
Can you give me your contact information?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do it all the time. I'll give you my number, sister, and you can call at any time. 773-642-1453. I'd like to talk to you. So you can call at any time.
Okay, that's 773-642-1453. Brother Abdul Haq?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. I really need that.
I would appreciate hearing from you. I've been putting my phone on the line for the last 4 years. I haven't gotten but maybe 4 or 5 calls. But and if you do call and don't get me, leave a voicemail.
Excellent.
And if, all right now.
They seem like they're on a fight because all the murders been happening in their family and arena. So I need to know how to deal with it because I haven't heard from anyone who motivated me until you did today.
It begins with sincere prayer, and then I think everything will start to be all right.
Thank you.
It's a process.
Thank you very kindly. Thank you very kindly.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Sister Rashida. We appreciate you, and we keep you in prayer for the challenges that you are going through because we know that there are many that we're all going through. 821-515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone lines. Area code 407-701. You're live on the Female Solution.
Grand Rising, my sister and brother, this is Beata in Florida.
Grand Rising, my sister, host of Soul Purpose Healing here on The Female Solution. Your show was very interesting last night. For those who did not get a chance to see it, you owe yourself, what's the word I'm looking for? You owe yourself. Say that again, Viata.
The time to listen.
Time to listen. That's good enough. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, first of all, I heard you talking about Satan. demonic I was thinking about. And I thought about Antichrist as well, being a Christian born, raised, and now in a new mind. But to me, the demon was in those men who beat up Tyree.
Yeah.
The demon was in the men who beat up Tim and Till. So we see examples, and I see examples of Satan activity when these types of things are in the media or in our eye vision and mind, that people could be so inhumane or so antichrist or so demonic. And even I thought, were these men on meth or some drug? How could anybody be that hateful? Demon possessed
happens,
is what
it
I
happens,
thought.
It happens more often than you think so.
No, it happens all the time because the media puts it in our face. That's what I'm trying to get to. We got demon-possessed people all over, and the media loves to promote it. My other point is this. I watch, there's something going on with the government and this whole Tyree thing because I watched I watched Al Sharpton introduce Kamala Harris at the funeral. I thought, okay, that's interesting. What's Kamala Harris doing there? They got all these important people at Tyree Irving's funeral. I'm like, this is not Irving. I keep calling him Tyree Irving. At his funeral. And I'm saying, okay, this is interesting. So he introduces Kamala Harris. She's sitting out in the audience. Everybody stands up and applauds, and she hugs. And then she sits back down. And then Al says, well, you know, everybody, I think we ought to have Kamala Harris come up here and give us a few words. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. She gets up there. She has a prepared speech, obviously, because she's reading from the podium. And she goes into all this little, Al, you're so wonderful, Reverend Sharpton, you're so wonderful, blah, blah, blah. And then after 2 or 3 minutes, she goes, we got to get the George Floyd bill passed. I'm like, whoa, where'd that come from? And then later I watched the mother of this guy, Tyree. She gets up there and says, and we must get the George Floyd bill passed, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, there's something going on here, political agenda. So they're using this, you know, never let a some of these politicians say, never let a tragedy go to waste. So they're pushing their agenda to pass, I don't know what's in the George Floyd bill, but I'm sure it has to do with controlling us. And then my last point is this. I live in Florida. Our governor for the last 3 years has been promoting parental choice, parent power. Let the parents make the decisions about their children. Let the parents make the decision if they want to keep their kids out of school. Let the parents make the decision if they want their kids jabbed. Let the people make the decision if they want to wear a mask. This has been the message of the governor of Florida for the last 3 years. I love our governor. He's brought back freedom of choice to the people, and then he brought in a black man from Stanford University, a medical doctor, to be his surgeon general to talk about the fear that we've all been under for the last 3 years. So the man, I don't know what people are listening to. Well, they're listening to the media. Governor DeSantis has a lot of wisdom, and he's promoting his wisdom in let the people make their own decisions. We're not closing Florida now. Let the people have jobs. And now we're almost overcrowded here. Everybody's running to Florida lately. We're overpopulated. But I'm saying we have to look behind the scenes of the media's presentation of what is going on because the political parties have an agenda, especially the Democrats have an agenda that they're pushing. And they're pushing this George Floyd bill, which I don't know what's in it, but that's part of the reason Tyree had all these celebrities involved in the funeral and more. So anyway, that's my take on this demon activity. We got a lot of demons walking around in bodies, and don't matter what color they are, we got to recognize the energy of the demonic activity in our midst. So thank you for this conversation.
I am so glad you brought that up, Viata, because I watched a movie over the weekend called Swan Song, where they are mimicking, they are building black men in labs across the world. You have got to see the movie Swan Song. And this is nothing new. This has been going on for decades. Do you hear me? Decades. Please see the movie, Swan Song. Probably a month or two ago, I saw something on social media that asked the question, why are there so many Caucasian men buying all of these masks of black men and wearing them? Don't believe me, Google it for yourself. And when you see that, when you see the movie, you will understand why. But you have got to see this movie, Swan Song. You wonder why they go and buy up all these islands? Because they have built institutions. They have built laboratories where they are experimenting. That's why there's human trafficking. That's one of the many reasons why there's human trafficking, because they are taking people who may or may not be missed from society and taking them and putting them in a place where no one will ever find them and experimenting on them. That's why you got to check on your loved ones, because you don't know where they will end up at if you don't check on them. So please go see the movie.
So Satan is real. Satan is real. Everywhere. We don't have to look too far. It's on the media.
No,
it's in the movies. It's in the media. It's everywhere.
So
then, like you're saying, be more human. Be more loving. Be more compassionate. Be more prayerful. That's our weapon, is to come, is to shine the light in all this darkness. It's everywhere.
Absolutely. Also, another good movie I saw with Samuel L. Jackson. The movie is called The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray. Ptolemy is spelled P-T-O-L-E-M-Y. Ptolemy Gray. This is a man who was experimented on because he had dementia. So seniors, if you got dementia, you might want to think twice before you go to the doctor and ask them for some pills. Because, Viata, we both know that dementia can be cleared with diet, but they're never going to tell us that. I went to the neurologist the other day. I was having an issue, and they took a couple of tests, and she says, you have a B12 vitamin deficiency. I said, now, who would have thought anything neurological would be from a vitamin deficiency? B12! Something as simple as a vitamin. That's why I'm always telling people to get sea moss, because sea moss has 92 of the 100-plus minerals that our bodies need. And if you need more information on that, go back and see some of Viata's shows. I promise you, you will be well informed.
And one of the best ways to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's is keep learning new things. Don't let your brain go relaxed and keep doing the same old thing over and over. This technology that keeps coming to us is meant for us to use for our benefit. We don't have to shy away from technology, but don't let it control us. And that's
right.
What the media, all these other people are trying to let technology control us. Dementia, no Alzheimer's. When you keep learning new things, don't stay stuck in the past. Move into the future and learn how to use the technology for our benefit.
Amen. You are absolutely right. It is 8:30. Do your due diligence, people. You have to do the work. You just can't rely on sources that were designed to keep you blind, to keep you in a state of confusion. You got to do your homework. That's all I got to say. You got no excuse. You don't even need a library card to go to Google. 8:30, let's take our last commercial break before the show ends at 9 o'clock. Stay close, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And rising, and thank you for joining us back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Friendly reminder, I saw this, I thought this was cute, I wanted to share it with you. Black History Month starts on January 1st and ends December 31st. And how is that possible, Zelda? Because black folks made everything. This is not just some things, we made everything. We had to if we were to survive because everybody knows they were working us to death. I mean, literally to death. And that's why I wanted to share this book with you. Please go out and get this book. Investigate the Science of Self. Black People Invented Everything. It is by Dr. Sujan Kumar Das, founder of the Solutionary Institute. If you don't have it, get it for some of your non-melanated friends and melanated associates who do not know. There's a lot of people don't know. I didn't know until I got the book. You see how thick this book is? Everything that you can think of on the planet. Everything, not some things, everything that you can think of was invented by a black man. Just thought I'd share that with you. 836, we're still live here on the show. Tyree Nichols, another Emmett Till, 68 years later. Yeah. Nothing has changed. They're still beating us. We got putting laws on the book, and we're still getting beat to death. Lionel Abdul-Hawk of Community Cultivation joins the conversation, my co-host this morning, as he continues sharing why and how we need to do something different, because what we're doing slow progress. I'll just put it like that. Lionel?
Well, like I said, this is all in divine order.
Mm-hmm.
I put my trust in Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And that I know, and I just do the best I can to advance what I see as Allah's plan. Either you're going to work for change or you're going to try to maintain the status quo. Either you're going to work for God or you're going to work for Satan. And that's not even an issue for me, but it is for a lot of people because they don't really know either God or Satan. They've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. We've been given over to foolishness to such a degree that if it's too complicated, if we got to think too hard, we're not even going to bother.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a problem. That is a part of the problem. We accept what we've been told and what we have historically been led to believe as if these people were not manipulating things yesterday and the day before that. And
right.
We have to recognize, as the young people say, that we've been misled and we have to get, and that foolishness and fantasy, magic and illusion is all part of Satan's handiwork, and that we need to reject such things in preference for what is real. Get real.
And being sincere
will help guide you in that process. If you're not sincere, you got to be sincere with yourself and say this is what you want. And it won't be that complicated to make changes because there's so much that needs to change that you wouldn't know where to start.
Right.
But for getting started is to want to. To pray and want to get real, because BS is everywhere.
Sure
is. The Joker is the trump card in the deck.
Mm.
And the foolishness that we are experiencing throughout the world, not just on a level of the black community, this is a worldwide reality of a house of cards that is shaking at its foundation.
515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone lines. 312-848. You are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You just unmuted Rashida again.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Rashida. Excuse me. Lionel, our listeners are under so, not just our listeners, but people all over the world are experiencing chaos and confusion, and they just don't know what to do, where to go.
Well, I've said it over and over again, it may seem like a simple answer, you know, simple is good in the sense that it ain't complicated. The right and wrong ain't complicated. Good and evil, it's not complicated.
Right.
Justice and injustice is not complicated. You can look at what them people were doing. And understanding, getting deep in terms of what makes people behave the way they do. Is
mm-hmm.
where we have to go. And that means you got to pull up your sleeves, and mentally you're going to have to start digging. It ain't going to be easy. I didn't say it was going to be easy. I said, but you got to be sincere in your quest for understanding. You want to know. The highest, you know, your humanity involves your brain. It involves your intelligence. It involves your moral character, your sense of what is good and what is evil. You don't want the evil. The reason why you want to know the difference is so you can avoid the evil. And if you don't have your lights on, if you're not in tune with your fundamental human qualities. We are not naked. God has given us plenty to work with. And all you got to do is get back in touch with that and ask yourself what this stuff that you are following today, how well it conforms to that fundamental common sense human understanding. And if it don't conform and you can't make it conform, then you need to find something that does.
You need to find something that does. That is the
and
voice.
Once you put down what you through your own investigation of what you say you believe, find it to be lacking, then you need to put that down and pick up something else.
All right now. What you're doing is not working, it's time to do something different.
And apply the same criterion to everything you pick up. Everything is not totally without value. There's, in order to have a lie, you got to have the truth, because the truth is original and the lie came later. So there's gonna be a lot of truth and lies mixed up in just about everything you pick up. But
okay.
The more you ask for guidance and been sincere in your quest for understanding, God will guide you and help to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Excuse me. We have comments from the internet. If you're watching, type in what city or state or country you're watching from. Good morning, Z. That's Amadea. Thank you so much, my sister. Yeah, I was on mute. Sorry about that. Grand Rising, my sister. Viata's Tiny House Village. Be sure to go check that out. Thank you so very much. Well, Viata says, glad the two brothers can have a healthy, friendly conversation. Yeah, because Brother Pianke will challenge you. He will challenge you, and Lionel will respond as well. So thank you so much for those comments. Feel free to type more in the comment section. And the topic today, Tyree Nichols, another Emmett Till, 68 years later. What does that have to do with Emmett Till? Because the same things that happened 68 years ago before we were even born, some of us, a year before I was born, nothing has changed. We're still being killed.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse. Better. It's just being exposed because of social media, because everybody's walking around with a camera now, so you can see the devastation. You can see why the black community is in the state that it's in. But as Brother Lionel says, and what we say here on Monday morning mindfulness, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. You have got to do the work mentally, physically, emotionally, and it all starts with you. So this world is a replica of what's going on in our thinking. Is it not, Lionel?
Well, the world has created our thinking.
Yes.
You know, it has given us a mind. The mind that we follow is a world that has separated us from our common sense, separated us from the reality of our connection to our Father. You know, the Father in the context of not being a biological father, but one who is the seed from which our life force evolves. And that Father has the power and the ability to guide that process from infancy to maturity. And that's what's going on. The movement of humanity didn't end with the story of Adam. It was the beginning. And it evolves through the lake of fire in Revelation. But the end game is Armageddon, the day of judgment, when you're going to have to put up or shut up. You're going to have to be for real, for truly for what is right, or you're going to commit yourself to evil. And the biggest evil is to pretend to be good in order to do evil. And that's what these people have done. They have mastered the art of acting to the extent that they practice it every day, and they celebrate it to the point where everybody who watches it wants to act as well. And so the idea of acting and pretending and putting on airs and being flamboyant, being outrageous, being out of the ordinary. Being a freak has become the norm.
Yes.
And we need to get back in touch with our humanity.
Yes, we do.
And resurrect the human spirit.
When I hear children say that they want to be, you used to ask children what they wanted to be when they grow up, and they would say something to the effect of some kind of professional, you know, doctor, lawyer, police, nurse, teacher, whatever. And now what they say, and I'm learning this as we do the Higher Learning Network Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, Lionel, is that they want to be superstars. They want their name to be known all over the world. So they, you know, it's not even a goal. It's just, we just want to be superstars because of all
and they
of
don't
the.
Care, and they don't care how they get that.
Uh-uh. And they don't know. This is the sad part. They don't know they got to sell their soul to the devil in order to be that. Because everybody
do you remember,
will easily tell you. It's
do you
fake.
Remember the movie Angel Heart? The movie
yeah.
Angel Heart?
Yeah, I remember
with,
that.
With Lisa Bonet and Anthony. Well, that story was a metaphor. And the character that, what's the guy who plays all the gangster movies? The character he played was Lucifer, Mr. Lou Cipher. What's his name? Lou Cipher. He the one that hired the detective to go find Lisa Bonet and to find out what happened to her.
Oh.
What's the name? The actor who plays the gangster movies all the time. De Niro, Robert De Niro. Yeah. Robert De Niro played the character who hired a character that Rourke played. Mickey Rourke played the detective that Lou Cipher hired to find out what happened to an actor called Johnny Favorite.
Mm.
Okay, and it led him into New Orleans and voodoo worship and all that. But the reality is that Lou Cipher was Lucifer. He was playing Lucifer, and he was showing the connection between Hollywood actors and show business with the devil.
Wow.
And most people, but that went right past most people. But that's what that story was. And the reality that Satan controls the mass media should not be a mystery to anybody.
Well, it shouldn't be, but I'm quite sure it is. Comments from the internet, Viata's Tiny House Village says, speaking of cameras, one of the officers took a picture of Tyree's beaten up body and sent it to his woman friend, partner, baby mama. Yeah, he took a picture and sent it somewhere. She says, it looks like the gang of men in blue planned this beating and murder. Yeah, because they were all over him like white on rice. It was horrible. It was just like George Floyd, if you ask me. I don't see the difference.
Worse. It was worse because it was, you know, the fact that these were African-American men taking advantage of a 90-pound weakness. This guy was only 150 pounds soaking wet.
Right.
And that was just, the object is to instill fear. The only thing that makes any sense in the context of what's going on in the world is that it is terrorism applied in turning up the heat in the police force, letting the goon squad go in order to make people conform. It's like rattling the chains of slavery. We're trying to remind you subtly that this is what's coming next if you don't get back in your place, boy.
In your place, who made them God to say that you should have a place other than where you
are? They made themselves God when they put God in the man's image and said, this is God in the flesh.
I love this quote that I saw online, and it says, You go to school, you study about the Germans and the French, but not about your own race. I hope the time will come when you study black history, too. That's from Booker T. Washington.
Well, Carter G. Woodson wrote the book about the miseducation of the Negro before Black History Month was established.
Yes.
And the miseducation of the Negro is a very powerful statement, just the name, the title of the book, because there is no place called Negro land.
Right.
Negroes were made in slavery. And then they freed the slaves.
Right. Never freed.
And they still slaves.
Never freed. Simply change the way that it looks, that it appears before our eyes, because if the jails are full. That is not by accident. That is by divine planning. They planned it. They took off the hoods and put on suits. It's called corporate America.
Yep, the biggest thing on stock market, one of the biggest things on stock market is private prison.
Say that again, Lionel.
One of the biggest things on the stock market is private prisons.
Private prisons. And you can invest in those prisons. That's horrible. Where's the humanity in that? Those who are making millions, this is what they do.
I also wanted to point out before time runs out, another bit of news that's happening that you're probably not hearing about a whole lot over here, and that is what's going on in Israel.
In Israel.
Right. Netanyahu is consolidating his power and making changes in the processes of government that's going to make it even harder for anybody to unseat him. He's making moves pretty much like a dictator and eliminating the processes of challenging his authority. And the people of Israel have been out in the streets, not the Palestinians. I mean, not just the Palestinians, but the citizens of Israel have been protesting and demonstrating vehemently against what he's doing. And it's getting ugly. It's really getting ugly.
It's going to get uglier. Things don't usually get better until they are extremely ugly.
Well, Satan is consolidating his power, and the authority to clamp down and to use all kind of brutal tactics is on the horizon. We haven't seen anything yet. If we don't get serious and sincere about changing our behavior and our thinking, these people are going to take complete control.
Well, they are well on their way. And if we don't stop and put a plan together, that's what's going to happen. We're just going to have another incident just like Tyree Nichols. And it won't be 68 years later either.
It'll be every day.
Yeah, today.
We don't hear about it. We don't hear about it every day, but it's going on.
I remember our caller, Rashida, called in who said maybe about a month or so ago that she came home and there was a man laying on her doorstep. He'd been shot or something like that. And I was like, oh, my goodness, if that's not trauma, I don't know what is. That's why we have to know who we are and whose we are. That's why I tell people, get this book, Black People Invented Everything by Dr. Sujan Kumar Das, D-A-S-S. And I'll include that on the blog as well. Moral character is what will save us. And if you could give us a closing thought, it's 8:56, 8:57, because we will be starting the after show with Naima Latif coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So if you can give us final words, Lionel.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lay down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those are my cover, closing comments. And I encourage people to seek refuge with Allah.
And once information for those who want, Lionel. You have an email address too, don't you, Lionel? Cultivation@gmail.com.
Every show in the archive.
Lionel, did you leave?
Huh?
I get that right. Community Cultivation.
Solution. Yeah, give the phone number too.
On the okay.
773-642-1453.
773-642-1453.
I prefer to talk to you.
Okay, he prefers to talk to you, so give him a call, 773-642-1453, and I will include that information on the blog as well. Blog is hlntv.blogspot.com. Oh, be sure and go to check out the calendar, too. anewbeing.com/February. Maika, our sister of the microphone, will be calling in probably on the after show. You're in check. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. Naima Latif coming up next. And thank you, Lionel. We'll see you back here next month, first Monday of every month, and we'll do it all over again. Thank you, Lionel. Shalom.
Peace with you. Peace to you.
China. Sheshe. India.
Watching on the switchboard and listening on the switchboard, please press 1 now if you plan to speak during the 9 o'clock hour, because the switchboard will cut you off.
Germany. Danke. Poland. Dziękuję. France. Merci. Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God. And God's blessings.
And it is now time for the after show with executive producer of the show, Naima Latif, will be joining us shortly. Stay close.
Invite you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Thank you.
thank you for joining me back here on The Female Solution. It is 9 a.m. It is officially, oops, I forgot to unmute myself. Grand Rising, thank you so much for joining us back here on The Female Solution. After show with our own executive producer who's coming to the table, to the podium, to the mic, Naima. Thank you for joining us, sister.
What was Grand Rising to everybody. It's always a pleasure to be with you all on these Monday mornings. And I was listening to, of course, the global conversation about Tyre Nichols. You got to mention the George Floyd Act that was talked about at Tyre's funeral.
Yes.
And so I pulled this up so that I can help people understand the issues. As we are all saying, how many times have to keep going through this? You know, we see a graphic murder. We're all upset and distressed. The entire planet is affected by the negative energy of it. And we organize marches and demonstrations and speeches, and we have a big funeral, and then after a while it happens again. So we don't want to keep going through this. So the whole idea of the legislation is to do something that would make this kind of behavior not happen. And so the I pulled up this article that kind of explained, and if I can share this with our listening and viewing audience, because, and you know, Beata is right, of course, at the funeral when Reverend Sharpton says, oh, we have in our audience Vice President Kamala Harris. Oh, Kamala, why don't you come and say a few words? But, no, it was not an off-the-cuff. Oh, I just happened to stop by and thought I'd come to the funeral. I was in the neighborhood. No,
yeah.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, right.
It's not even the White House. It's very, very orchestrated, very well planned. And no one ever gets up to speak off the cuff, because if you misspeak and say something wrong off the top of your head, it can destroy your political career.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, your remarks were very much planned. You know, all of it was planned. Yes,
mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why is because it's desired that legislation be put in place to prevent police officers from having the power to kill the way they have been doing. So this is an attempt to legislate what we would like the police departments in every city to follow. So it says here in this article that was provided by the explainer, I believe this is the The Guardian. That's who published it. The Guardian is the publishing arm that put this story out, explaining this, and it says, what is the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act? The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act is a federal bill aimed at reforming U.S. police departments by cracking down on controversial tactics like no-knock warrants and making it easier to prosecute officers accused of violence. The bill is named after George Floyd, the 46-year black man who was murdered by Minneapolis police officers in May 2020. The legislation would ban federal law enforcement officers from using chokeholds like the one that ended Floyd's life, and it would require state and local police departments that receive federal funding to adopt the same policy. State and local police departments that receive federal funding would be required to enforce a number of other policies as well, including providing officers with body cameras, establishing anti-discrimination programs, and mitigating the use of deadly force. Has Congress tried to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act before? Yes. The bill passed the House twice when the chamber was still controlled by Democrats, first in June 2020 and later in March 2021. The bill passed almost entirely along party lines both times, as most Republicans opposed the legislation and stalled in the Senate. After the House passed the bill again in 2021, two Democratic lawmakers, then Congresswoman Karen Bass of California and Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, engaged in talks with Tim Scott, a Republican senator from South Carolina, to try to craft a bipartisan compromise on the legislation. Those negotiations broke down in September 2021, as the three lawmakers conceded that they could not reach agreement on a few critical provisions. Booker said at the time, "After months of exhausting every possible pathway to a bipartisan deal, it remains out of reach right now." Why did the bipartisan talks fall apart? The conflict appeared to center on the issue of qualified immunity, a legal principle that shields police officers from civil liability for misconduct. Democrats and civil rights activists have called for restricting the use of qualified immunity to ensure that police officers can be held accountable when they are accused of breaking the law. That policy was included in the version of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act that passed the House. The proposal has drawn sharp criticism from Republicans and law enforcement groups who say that ending qualified immunity would have a detrimental effect on police department recruiting efforts.
Oh, we don't want the job because I can't choke nobody. I don't think I want the job.
Yeah, they could have, if I had to kill somebody, then I could be sued. Yeah. Personally,
right.
And yeah, well, I'm not taking that risk. It's
right.
Basically that's it. Will Congress pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act now in response to the killing of Nichols? Crump said at Nichols' funeral, of course, that's Benjamin Crump, the attorney. Crump said at Nichols' funeral that Lee plans to reintroduce the bill after Joe Biden delivers his State of the Union address on Tuesday. But the bill is unlikely to pass the House again, given that the chamber is now controlled by Republicans. Congressman Jim Jordan, the Republican chair of the House Judiciary Committee, expressed skepticism that the bill would prove effective in preventing police violence. He said, "I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw."
Okay.
Jordan said in response to the video of Nicholas beating at the hands of the Memphis police. Democrats have fiercely rejected that argument, calling for a renewal of bipartisan negotiations over the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. I think Booker and Senator Scott should sit down again quickly to see if we can revive the effort, said Senator Dick Durbin, the Democratic chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Scott said he never left the table when negotiating policing reform and instead accused Democrats of failing to compromise. "We should have simple legislation that we can agree upon, that has been agreed upon in the past," Scott said last week. "But too often, too many are too concerned with who gets the credit."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a part of this article that was written that kind of explains maybe why things can't move forward. One key issue being that those who are in law enforcement don't want to be in a position where they could be held personally liable for their actions if they're acting on behalf of the police. If the police send them, if they get a call and they're sent to break up a fight or a domestic dispute or something, whatever happens, and they pull out their gun and shoot somebody, and then somebody says, "Oh, you shot the wrong person," or "You used excessive force," and then they end up with a lawsuit, they could be devastated and destroyed. I mean, we know these lawsuits. These people are getting paid millions of dollars. Now, right now, the taxpayers are paying the bill.
Yep.
It's not even coming out of the police pension fund or anything. It's coming out of the taxpayers' money, these settlements that are happening. And it's not hurting the officer who was guilty of the act because, you know, they're protected by the police union and all of that, turnover for the police. You know, so they can kill people all day long and never personally be charged with a crime and sued, and their personal assets be seized and taken in these $1 million settlements. So it's believed that, well, you know, if you had to take personal responsibility for what you do, you're going to think about what you do. Yeah,
right.
You might have that gun in your hand, but if you know you can lose your house,
you're
going to put it back in your holster.
Yeah.
You figure out a way to negotiate or do something else in that situation, especially when you're stopping a motorist for a taillight or something ridiculous. You're probably going to think, well, maybe I'll leave them alone and let them go with a warning, you know, go get it fixed, as opposed to, you know, show my macho and snatch them out of the car and beat them and tase them and all that. Because if I know I can lose my house, my car, my spouse, you know, everything else that I'm going to lose when I lose all my money, because somebody can sue me and win $1 million settlement that I got to pay. No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
So that's the thought behind that, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But understanding the police's point of view is that, well, we're being asked to do these jobs. You all are paying us to deal with your undesirables, with your people who are out of control, with your domestic disputes, with your public disputes. You want us to come in and save you, but then if we do something that's necessary in our eyes to stop somebody who's out of control, then you want to penalize. That ain't right. That's their point of view. So if we want to look at both points of view, what is the answer? And I think Lionel was kind of alluding to the fact that it is a spiritual issue. It really isn't a legal issue. It's what's inside the people. And you know, the other kind of said the same thing, basically. We have to heal the souls that are damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't commit that kind of a hateful act unless it is inside of you. Now, how did it get there? You know, we can blame your mother, your father, your teacher, your next-door neighbor. You know, we could blame all kinds of people. You could say, well, you were brainwashed when you went to the police academy and they showed you all these videos and got you all hyped up and ready to kill. I mean, and maybe you had a military career and you were trained to be a killer and you're bringing back that spirit into the police. I mean, we could figure out who to blame, but that doesn't help the problem. The problem inside of you is an absence of empathy where you can see everybody as a human being as yourself. And when that's gone, you don't have any feeling about taking a life or brutalizing someone. What do they call that? Being a sociopath?
Yeah.
Psychopath?
Yeah.
When you don't have empathy. So because that's accepted in your profession and even necessary so you can be non-emotional when you have to do these horrifying things to people, we don't see it as the spiritual illness that it is, but that is what it is.
Spiritual
illness. And that's why suicide is so high among police officers, because when you don't lose your humanity and you do have to feel all these awful things that you're seeing every day, you're ingesting all the pain that you're witnessing and participating in. You're seeing murders. You're seeing rape. You're seeing child abuse. You're seeing awful things. You're seeing the worst of human behavior. And you're bringing that with you home every day, and even if you don't talk about it with anybody, even if you live alone or you don't share your experience with your spouse, that's still a part of who you are. And a lot of times, because that's a part of who you are, you end up acting it out with your spouse. That's why the divorce rate is so high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a highly stressful job because you are dealing with the worst of society.
Yep.
And you're not given the tools that would help you. You're not giving the kind of counseling that you need. You're not given the time to de-stress, to decompress, to go and see a therapist on a regular basis because you have been traumatized. You're not even allowed to admit you've been traumatized. So this is who you become. Now, whatever personal reason they attacked that brother, and I know maybe the story may come out at some point, maybe it was personal, you know.
Just like George Floyd.
Yeah, just like George Floyd. I mean, there are underlying issues that cause people to do nasty things to people. I still can't figure out the Laquan McDonald situation. Why does this officer come and shoot this boy 16 times? That's, you know, where was your head? But even that, why did all the other police officers sit around and let him do it? So
first of all. No, nothing was triggered in their mind. And this is somebody's child. What are you doing? Stop. You know, so not only do we have people who are perpetrating murders in front of our face, we have people that are passively watching, and nobody is moved to restrain that person with the gun, realizing they have lost their mind. So that means everybody has lost human empathy when it comes to seeing police brutalized. It's like we used to go through the trauma of the slave beatings on the plantation, and they would purposely do this to traumatize everybody into fear and obedience. If somebody tried to escape or in any kind of way was defiant, they were publicly tied up and whipped, and everybody was gathered around and watched. And sometimes they were whipped to death, you know, or whipped till they almost died.
Yep.
And so seeing that would traumatize you so badly, you would never dare to think of escaping or trying to escape, because if you got caught, you know, when you got back, that was what you're going to get, or even to show any kind of act of defiance. So it's the same mentality. Traumatize people by having them see this and then train them to passively accept this behavior. It's a sickness that we have in this nation coming from that slave experience. And I agree with Trevor Noah, who said, you know, South Africa, under Nelson Mandela, they formed the Truth and Reconciliation Councils, where you had people be able to talk about what happened, what was done, both sides, you know, and admit the wrong and reconcile. But also the people who did wrong have to hear the hurt that they caused. And people who were hurt being able to express it. Here we have, in the state of Florida, you know, and you know, Deanna, feel free to type in your comments. You're down there with your governor that you love.
Okay.
But that governor not wanting to have certain things taught in history, believing it would be harmful to the children. And I understand perhaps those who feel like, well, why are we traumatizing today's children by keeping them this? Well, why are you traumatizing this generation of Jewish teachers, Jewish children teaching the Holocaust? We teach these things so that we can understand the horrible things we've done to each other as a human family, so we can resolve not to do it again. That's why we're teaching it. We're not blaming people. You know, people who are learning about the Holocaust aren't being taught to hate everybody who's German.
Thank you.
People who should be being taught about what happened during the enslavement period in America aren't being taught that for the purpose of making every white person guilty just for being white and making all black people hate white people. It's not about teaching hate or shame or guilt or any of that. It's for us as a collective body of humanity, a collective human family, to realize that at some point in history, if you go back far enough, everybody did everybody or somebody wrong. And everybody was done wrong by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying now that we're at this point of higher evolution as a human species. We're not going to do this to each other anymore. That's what we're implanting in the next generation. So in order for us to do that, we have to acknowledge what was done. Not to hold anger about it, or create shame about it, and people who didn't do it because they weren't there, they're the descendants of those that it happened to or that perpetrated it, but to make a vow that we are not going to do this to each other ever again. That's what we're doing. So we have to be willing to do this. And for those right now who we've given the responsibility of creating laws that reflect our values, we're entrusting them with the responsibility.
And we must make sure that they enforce the responsibility.
Yes.
Because if we don't enforce them, they won't do it. We've got to keep an eye on them. Otherwise, we'll have another Emmett Till.
Right.
Just like Tyre Nichols.
And that's one of the things that we have to hold all of our elected officials accountable for. When legislation comes up that could have a major change in the culture of the society, We need to ask them, well, where have you voted for it? Where do you stand on it? We need to go online and find out. I know not everybody wants to get that deep into politics, but that's part of the responsibility of living in a democracy or a republic or whatever the case may be, because it's more of a republic, a representative government. But that means that if you are sending someone to the House of Government as a lawmaker, then you need to make sure that they are supporting the laws that you support that will affect your life. And you need to know, are you voting for this? I want you to vote for this. I voted for you so that you could represent my interests, and I need you to vote for this. And who is it? LA is always explaining to us that we need to finance the people that we support.
Mm.
So that's a donation. You know, because it does say, look, I support you, and I know that you do need money to further your campaign. I would prefer you take money from people who are not trying to get you to do wrong things or hurtful things than take money from people who are really honestly trying to make society better and look out for the interests of all. So I'm sending you money because if the other people who I don't agree with can send you money, then I look kind of hypocritical saying, well, I'm not going to send you any money, but I want you to do what I say.
Right.
And I don't want you doing what they say, and they're the ones that are paying you. Because, I mean, the gun lobby, the gun manufacturers and everybody involved with the weapons industry, they heavily finance campaigns. That's why we can't get gun laws passed even when a school full of children gets gunned down.
Right.
Because people have paid the lawmakers. And we know this. So, and I'm not saying everything's about money, but it's the principle of the thing. Support has to be reciprocal. When you support someone, you believe in someone, then financially support them as well, as much as you can, as much as you think is ethical and possible and within your budget, to make a statement. And then hold them accountable so that they do. Holding accountable means telling them you don't get my vote if you don't vote for the things I want you to vote for, because that's why I put you there.
Right.
So that's what the George Floyd and Policing Act is all about. And this issue is nationwide, and every city needs to adopt those policies. And what the law basically is saying is you're taking federal money, then you got to do this once it's passed. And everybody's taking federal money because that's part of how they pay their bills.
Right.
So even if you don't want to do it in spirit, you're going to do it because it's part of your financial interest. And Beata's making a statement here.
Every police department should have weekly emotional intelligence classes where they meditate and hear a speech from a health professional. Wow. Let's get that indoctrinated into the system. Wow.
You know, I'm going to...
The curriculum suggested for the AP class includes queer studies and critical race elements that many people consider indoctrination versus education. Yeah, you're right on target with that because it's definitely indoctrination.
I'm going to address that in a minute, too.
Oh,
but
okay.
One thing I wanted to say...
about the police department, should I go back to that one?
Yeah, I'm going to suggest that those like Yana, Jody, you know, people who have programs, I'm going to suggest that they present a contract to do these kinds of things to the police departments where they live. Because if you already are a company in the business of doing this kind of work, it's a lot easier for them to contract with you than for them to try to get somebody in their department or try to hire somebody that might not really understand the holistic aspect of it. And so that would be, I mean, I think I see this as an opportunity for those who do these kinds of things, Dr. Debbie. I mean, you know, people who are, if you're willing to expand the work that you do and extend it to the police department, I would suggest putting together a contractual agreement to come in and do these sessions with the police, knowing that what they are going through is very intense. And they need to be able to de-stress in a non-judgmental environment
so that they don't have this buildup of anger, frustration, rage, and all these other things that come out and end up as murder.
I can't hear you because I got you on mute because you're talking.
So that is that's my suggestion for those who are in this industry. Do this. You know, you have the solutions. We have the solutions among us. We need to present it. The police are not our enemies. They're the people that we paid to protect us because we're afraid of each other, because we created these monsters that are turning on us. I mean, let's look at all the ways that we create pain and suffering, even in the raising of our children. And all the systems in society that deprive people of basic needs. Why do we have people sleeping on concrete in the cold? Because there's this lack of empathy for humanity. So it's a collective need for us to change the way we treat each other. And when people act out, we don't want to have them, we haven't been sympathetic with people who act out, people who rob, people who steal, people who mug, people who carjack. We want to criminalize them, and so we have hired people to treat them as criminals and take them away. That's what we've hired the police to do. So we can't then attack the police for what we've hired them to do, because it's a traumatizing job. So now that we see the impact of creating somebody who had to deal with the worst of human behavior, now that we see it happening, well, then we should know that we need to create something different. At some point, we need to have a society that does not need police at all, and everyone must be self-managed. That's the end goal. But in the interim, there are steps we got to take to get there. We got to heal the hurt in those who are doing that job,
right. Because
they are now out of their mind, and they are creating great damage. We don't need to face them with hate. We have to have empathy for them. What they did was horrific. What is inside of them that produced that behavior? Obviously, a whole lot of pain is inside of them, because you give what you have. So I don't see them as evil or monsters or any of that. I see them as deeply wounded people. Hurt people hurt people. We can't have hurt people out there policing the street. We can't have hurt people out stopping random people who aren't bothering anybody for a simple thing like, you know, running a stop sign or something, and every encounter ends up being a life and death struggle. That can't keep happening. So you have to heal the people that are hurt. So that's my suggestion for people who are in the business of holistic healing methods, mind, body, spirit kinds of methods of helping people to return to themselves, either through breathing exercises, yoga, relaxation, therapy, aromatherapy, energy healing, all these methods that we know we need to be presenting and doing business with these police departments with a sincere desire to help the individual wounded souls that are out there doing work that has traumatized them. So that's how I see that.
Well, you are right on target. Tony made a comment. What did you say, Tony?
No, I was saying that's a true statement, because when I was controlling the housing project, we didn't have nothing to fall back on from the trauma that we done from every time we got off duty every day.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
And nobody gets treated for trauma. We've never been treated for trauma just coming here to this country.
1977 through 1981.
And it'll be 2077, and there will still be no trauma therapy. Unless we demand it. Our memories are still. What they say, we got issues in our tissues. Those are the issues in our tissues, because we have not, we don't sit out and talk about things, and then we just blow up, we snap.
Yeah.
And then you get what we saw those police officers did to Tyre Nichols.
Yeah. So that's one part of it. Now, Beata said something about the classes.
Yeah.
And I think we touched on this a little bit. I did the
mom show with my sisters yesterday. And we kind of touched on that issue a little bit because that's another very sensitive thing that people, again, aren't understanding totally. Several years ago, I had a guest on, and it really triggered some people. I happened to meet him in the State Building of Illinois. He had this traveling display of, and I can't remember the name of the display, but basically what it was famous, well-known people who were part of the LGBTQ community. And, you know, a lot of them, it wasn't really known because back in the time that they lived, you know, people didn't talk about that. And some of them were the well-known black people.
Right.
And so I had him on the show to talk about this display, and he was explaining that the suicide rate of children who are part of the LGBTQ community was very high because of, you know, bullying, teasing, and all of those ways that we treat people as if they're not people. And so he wanted to bring some pride to that community. And this is what gay pride parades and everything are about. Because if you've been made to feel shame because of your sexuality, how do you reverse that feeling of shame? Well, someone has to show that you are, in fact, a legitimate human being and you don't deserve to be treated badly because of your sexuality. And I understood it, totally. And someone was in that display that I admired greatly. I knew he never married, but I had thought about his sexuality, and that is George Washington Carver. Great man. And according to this display, he was a gay man. Well, do I feel any differently about him if that is the case? No, I don't care.
He's trying to sleep with me.
This is personal life. I don't care.
Right.
But that might mean a great deal to a young black man who is gay who's being made to feel like less than a human being. Mm. It might matter a great deal because it's someone he can identify with who is highly respected. So I understand that. Now, just like somebody could say, well, what difference does it make if these people are black, you know, or, well, if as black people we're told that we never did anything of value, and then you have someone like George Washington Carver who saved the entire economy of the South and therefore the nation, because the North was very much dependent on the Southern economy. That's why slavery lasted as long as it did.
Mm-hmm.
So that means something if you're taught your people never did anything, but oh, here's somebody who did everything that really kept this country afloat.
Right.
With all his inventions and all of his discoveries. So it does matter for those who are identifying with that person and who they are as one of them. So I understand that. I think one of the issues that we have as a human family is our uncomfortableness with our sexuality. And that's something that has to be healed inside of us.
Mm.
There isn't any other species on the planet that has twisted sexuality in such a way that it's been used as a weapon. You don't see incidences of rape among animals unless they're in a very unnatural situation. That rape is not a natural behavior, and yet it's common among human beings because we've created an unnatural environment. And, of course, we know our brother, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, is always explaining, you know, the unnatural environment that we have created, so our behavior is unnatural. The way we teach about our spirituality is very anti-sex, which also makes us very imbalanced in our thinking about our sexuality. So anything that approaches sexuality makes human beings very uncomfortable because of the way we have been mistaught about sexuality. And from my understanding, these advanced placement black history classes also include references, I think, to black people who were part of the LGBTQ community. And for many people who are offended with that community because they don't understand sexuality. They feel upset about that. And I think that we as a human family, just like we need to heal our racial divisions and all of that, we need to fix our sick sexual cultural ideas because they're very damaging and unhealthy, and that's why we keep seeing an unhealthy expression of sexuality in terms of pedophilia and rape and molestation and all the other negative ways that the expression of love through our physical bodies is generally expressed when one is emotionally healthy. We have to address that within ourselves and fix it because it's broken. And there are books that can help us that we need to share so that we cannot pass the sickness on to the next generation. I haven't seen the content of the book, but I did have a conversation with my sister who lives in Florida, and she was working with a librarian. She's a teacher at elementary school, and she was working with a librarian who was going through the book and explaining how they have to take out certain books that are inappropriate for elementary school. And one of them was a book that was, I guess it was a history book. And the students thought, oh, they're taking out all the black history books because they don't want us to know about black history. And the librarian said, no, that's a lie. That's not true. We're taking out books that are sexually inappropriate. So one of the books, he was explaining, one of the books had these Roman statues. You know how Roman art, you know, they have the statues of the new statues. So one of the books had pictures of the nude Roman statues in it. And the school decided, oh, that's inappropriate for elementary school. You might have kindergartners look at these naked bodies. And, you know, and as my sister was explaining that, and my daughter, Zakiya, was here, and Zakiya, of course, she's, you know, the next generation thinker. So she's like, but that's just art. You know, what? You mean you truly can't look at art? It's just a body, you know. And I said, yeah, well, that's how I would look at it. But you have people who have sexualized everything because the way sex was introduced to them was very imbalanced and harmful and negative and connected to shame and guilt. So when you're looking at an ancient Greek statue of a man and you can, you know, see all of his body parts. Yeah. And usually with men, they have the legs closed. So you don't see the whole thing, right? But you see parts of it. And for that librarian, according to their standards, that was obscene and you shouldn't have that around children. But just think of how many museums we go to and they got some same statues and you see the bodies, they ain't got no clothes on, nobody thinks anything about it.
Okay.
So at what point do we stop looking at the human body as something obscene? And you know, there's a difference between art and pornography, but a lot of people can't tell the difference. And there's erotica, which is, you know, sexuality, and then there's pornography, which perhaps takes sex and makes it connected with something else, like violence. Because I think there was a video game where there was, you know, rape or something in the video game, and some people were protesting it. And saying, look, you're programming men to rape, which you are. You know, if you connect sex to violence, yeah, you're programming them to rape. So sex should not be connected with anything violent. And I think that when schools start looking at homosexuality, and because there's still the history that we have, biblical teachings, old Sodom and Gomorrah and abomination and all of that, it's very difficult for people to separate that thinking, that religious indoctrination, that a group of people who express sexuality differently
should be condemned, it's different. It's difficult for people to let that idea go and evolve to a higher understanding of sexuality. So if it's suggested that there be a discussion of people of color who happen to express their sexuality in a way that includes homosexuality, that's very offensive to people who have that belief system as part of their religious teaching. And that's why there was so much resistance to that when that part of the curriculum was added or that issue was brought up in the curriculum. But, you know, people say, well, you know, we got the homosexual agenda and all of that. We always worry about other people's agendas. And heterosexual people need to understand unequivocally that if your orientation is heterosexual, that is who you are. No one can make you be homosexual. And people say, well, you know, children are very impressionable. Yes, they are. But even children cannot be made to be homosexual. Even if they're made aware of homosexuality, you are who you are. Now, if someone in their sexual expression, and we've talked about reasons for that, but if someone in their orientation, their behavior, their general leaning is toward homosexuality, not talking about it and not letting them express it isn't going to make it not exist.
Yeah, it's not gonna make it
How many people do we know that got divorced after they found out their spouse was homosexual? And their spouse basically were using them as a cover because it wasn't acceptable for them to be homosexual. So here you've had three children with this guy, and then you catch him with a man, and you're devastated. Well, that's really what it was all along. But his family would not have accepted that. So you're angry and feeling really deceived, you know.
Whoa.
Vice versa. Happened with men. I mean, we know men have been traumatized too. You know, you've been with this woman, you've had children together, and then she leaves you for another woman. You're angry. You're distraught. You're distressed. We know. But that's what she was already. For whatever reason, that's what she was. This woman didn't make her be. This is what was in her that she chose to express. And now you're seeing it. So there are a lot of reasons for homosexuality. We've talked about this. You know, we've talked about the multiple lives that people live, and you know, sometimes you still have residual influences from other lives you've had as the other, as the opposite sex. A lot of people can't accept that. Well, if you can't accept reincarnation, you can't accept a whole lot of things that don't make sense until you understand this is not just the only life you're living. And basically what happens, you know, when people are angry and upset about something, they don't listen to other points of view.
Mm-mm.
So there's a lot of anger about the teaching of history and connecting it with sexuality because we still have not resolved our uncomfortableness about sexuality. And so that's where that stands.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in preparing our next generation, if we're going to have a healthy next generation, we're going to have to be able to teach empathy for life, for all life, acceptance of people who are different, taking responsibility for our own behavior and our own treatment of our fellow beings, and a willingness to acknowledge that some of the thoughts and beliefs that our foreparents had were harmful, and we should not carry them forward into the next generation. And we can do this. We can do this. We have to have in mind a society that does not need police because everybody is self-managed, because everybody has their desire not to harm another being. When that happens, then the institution of police
will be obsolete, and that can happen. We have to choose to work toward that objective, and that means healing the hurt souls right now that are in that position that we are believing we need, because there's so many among us that are hurt souls that are hurting people,
mm-hmm.
that we fear. So if we're fearing people and we are hiring people to handle the people we fear, and now we're fearing the people that we've handled to hire the people that we fear, well, then that lets us know what we really need to do is get rid of people that we fear,
yeah.
which means stop creating them, which means stop hurting people. Simple solution. Let's just do that. Let's have a society where nobody is hurt. Nobody is treated badly. Nobody is made to suffer. Nobody's deprived of what they need. Everybody's valued. Everybody's given access to information that can allow them to grow and flourish and contribute to the society in a meaningful way, their creative skills, their ideas. And we can do this, but we have to know that is the end game. We have to know that is the objective. We have to keep our eyes focused on that objective. We have to keep our eyes focused and to visualize what that looks like. Because right now, and we've talked about this, every time we listen to the news and watch the news and see the worst of the worst of the worst, then we're visualizing the worst, and by our thoughts, we're creating it. So we have to choose to create a different future.
Wow.
One in which there are no police, because there are no, quote, bad people. We have to see it, and then we have to manifest it. We can do that.
Viata says, let parents be responsible to teach their children the controversial subjects that public schools have no business teaching because of the often political influences. Yes. Yes, everything is political.
And I understand that because, you know, when you give a responsibility to the schools, you're also presuming that teachers have the emotional maturity, insight, and skills to teach something that they may not have the ability to teach. You assume because somebody has a teaching degree that as a human being they are mature. That's not always the case. You're assuming that they're balanced. That's not always the case. You're assuming they have information that is correct. That's not always the case. So something as very sensitive as human sexuality, what schools do, they teach the biology of it. They teach the science of it. But parents have to teach the relationship part of it. Now, the challenge we have is that too many people are growing up in dysfunctional homes. So parents can't teach what you don't know. Can't
right.
teach where you don't go. And that's what our brother, our friend, our leader, Reverend Jackson, always says, can't teach what you don't know, can't lead where you don't go.
All right.
If you are living in a dysfunctional household with parents who are hostile toward each other, beating each other up, or absent, you know, drug addicted or whatever, if you are living in a household where mom brings home the boyfriend that molests you, or dad brings home the girlfriend that slaps you around or calls you bad names, or maybe they're even just subjecting you to inappropriate conversations and not respecting your sensitivities as a child. If you're going through that, then these are possibly not parents who are giving you even a healthy understanding of sexuality. So ideally, a healthy home where parents are mature and expressing their own love and intimacy in a way that is healthy and wholesome and building your self-esteem as a child in that home, ideally that's the good thing. Schools want to, you know, teach the biology of it. The parents may not know, or the egg, the ovary, the sperm, and, you know, all of this stuff, the science of it and everything. Okay, well, that's something you can learn in a book. You can learn it online even. But the relationship part of it, that's something you learn by experiencing it in your home. You do have a lot of homes, and this is something that my daughter brought out as well, and she and I and my sister were talking about this. You do have a lot of homes where you do have two gay parents. How child deal with it if the general society is still condemning them or making them feel bad or shaming them, because that is the reality that exists. You have, just like you have parents where they were single parents. I mean, there was decades ago, if you were a single mother, you were shamed.
Yes.
Oprah Winfrey talked about how her teen mother had to take her down, like they used to do, take her down south and be raised by your grandmother, so no one knew that you had this child out of wedlock, and so she, you know, was taken away from her home because in that time, you didn't admit that you were pregnant and a teenager. You would be publicly shamed. So the shaming of people because of the sex life of their parents, that's what gives rise to the attempts to remedy that by having books that have, you know, what was that one, Heather has two moms or something, and then somebody has two dads thing, and people who are offended by homosexuality are offended by that, but these are real lives that children are now living. So how do we make a society where you stop condemning people because of their sexuality? And just allow people to live their private lives how they wish to live and try to focus on being a loving human being to anyone whose life is in your care. Do we have the maturity to do that? And a lot of places don't. A lot of people don't. So that's the challenge we're still facing, that hang up about our sexuality because we don't understand what sex is. And once again, I'm recommending the book that will really deprogram you from religious sexual hang-ups. And the book is called Making Love to God by Tina Louise Falk. I recommend that book highly. It's one of those books I would buy for everybody on the planet if I could, just like the book series Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. If I had the means, I would give that book to everybody on the planet that did a whole book series. But it's so much deprogramming you have to do as a human species. Because we're messed up,
yep.
And that's why our children are messed up. So if we want to change the future, we can't do what we did in the past, and we can't do what we're doing in the present. We have to do something different.
Okay, we got 5 minutes left. We got a couple of calls. Let's take them before we get out of here. 336-350, Grand Rising, what's your name, and what's your comment? You got about 60 seconds. 336, your mic is open, 350. Okay, we'll come back to you. 773-450, your mic is open on the Female Solution Higher Learning Network TV show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 773-450.
Grand Rising. Grand Rising. Hallelujah, greetings, and good morning to all. This is Obadiah. I was just going to say a couple of things. First of all, I noticed they had the United Nations come here to deal with slavery. And then some people in the audience talking about homosexuality. Now, they don't really equal. Your personal preference for what you do is your personal business. And who even cares, man? When they threw you on the slave ship, they didn't ask, was you gay or straight or none of that. That was irrelevant. But for them to come in thinking that they're going to push homosexuality over slavery is just plumb stupid. Second of all, I'm trying to figure out why black people keep, you know, if I was an alien from another planet, I would think there's something totally wrong with black people's minds. Why do we keep falling behind a system that doesn't work? You sit there, oh, we're going to vote for this president, and this mayor is going to solve all the problems. That's bull. They ain't never solved a problem since I've been born. The only way you solve a problem is you get collective and do something about it personally. Stop watching TV and all these other mediums. They sit out there like you some marketing somebody. You ought to be going outside, getting some real universal laws, and being in touch with each other. Why do you think they would have such violence, even in a movie like something like that movie, Wakanda? All this violence, what's that got to do with our people? So until we actually get into some peace, love, joy, and some we, us, and our, they ain't even part of our paradigm. So whatever happens to them, good luck. Be blessed, all. Do your thing, and make sure you take care of some self-care. Coming up tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
That's my husband in the background, Obadiah, saying thank you for making that comment. We appreciate that. We appreciate all of you for tuning in this morning. Be sure and join us tomorrow morning for Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. And if you want to contact me during the week, text the word stress relief 219-699-2114. And I promise I'll get
and be sure to get your copy.
Purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to the show tomorrow. And Naima, closing thoughts, please.
And to our global family listening.
And love, always love. To those who have done the worst, those are the ones who are crying for love. And do not send hate. We have to raise the vibration back on this planet. Very deeply lowered. Korea.
Germany. And be sure and go and get your free calendar at anewbeing.com/February. And Micah will be on Wednesday as well. Be sure and download your free calendar, Black History Month. Okay? So thank you so very much. We'll play the ending, and then we'll play something else for you.
Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakor. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you, and the mercy of God, and God's blessings.